Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light of life. The Bible's hands go, the hills may tumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
You try to teach them, lead them the way they should go. I've had people with children that are homosexuals, and they say, well, someone will say if they had trained them right, they wouldn't have turned out that way. Oh, is that the case? Are you saying that those parents sat down and said, now, here's how you be a homosexual, and let me show you how to do it? Oh, my goodness. I mean, how stupid can one be? Remember, you've got a free will. You can't throw out the doctrine of free will. That's from God's Word. And your child has a free will, and your child has a depraved nature. If that child has gone wrong after you tried to teach them right, just be thankful that that is always a witness in their heart and mind, so there's always a chance they might come back. But also, you keep on praying. Don't give up on them, and hopefully the Lord will bring them back. In Romans 14:12, it says, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. Not of everybody else, of himself. It's time for Christians to quit blaming parents and excusing the actions and sins of young people on parents or on schools or anything else, and allow them to be responsible for their own actions. You see, when we start blaming situations and people for our actions, that's humanism. That's not the Word of God. And you need to repent of that. And by the way, young man, if you're dating a girl that has not learned to submit to her parents, don't think that she will submit to you when she marries you. Don't buy the thing of how bad her parents are. It will always prove out that there was a reason her parents are the way they are, and many times it is that rebellious heart in that young lady. Again, learn to accept responsibility. Have you ever heard someone come in and they're trying to settle different, and it's clear that they're wrong? And when that's clear, instead of accepting and saying, yes, I was wrong, I'm sorry, forgive me, I really messed up, they'll say, you know, we were both wrong. And they'll never accept sole responsibility for their actions. And they'll say, well, you could have done this, and you know, we both were wrong. We were both wrong. We were both wrong. And when they have that attitude, they'll never accept responsibility for their actions. They'll never learn submission. And as a result, their Christian life will be a time of making up excuses instead of living in the victory side. Now in verse 21, we see the other side of the coin. He says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. And he says, provoke them not to wrath. Now remember, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, it said here, children, obey your parents in the Lord. And then in verse 4, he said, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Now, it's not excusable, but some disobedience comes because there is a loss of respect. That word provoke here in our text, in the Greek, means to stir up, excite, or stimulate. Don't stir up, excite, or stimulate to what? To anger, as it says here, or in Ephesians 6:4, to wrath. Now, the word there, provoke's not a bad word, doesn't have bad connotations. In Hebrews 10:24, we're to provoke one another unto love and good works. The word provoke has a bad connotation to it today, but simply, it's not a bad thing. It just means to stir up, excite, or stimulate to do something. And so he said, fathers, don't stimulate your children to wrath or to anger. Well, what is the greatest commandment the Lord told that he gave? It was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your body, and mind. And the second commandment was likened to it. to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, wrath and anger is in opposition to that kind of love, is it not? And parents, fathers that get kids to fight, to argue, to take sides against their peers or authority especially, are provoking, that is, they're stirring up, they're exciting, they're stimulating their children to wrath and to anger. And the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, and that begins in the home. What will they become discouraged in when it says, lest they be discouraged here in verse 21 of Colossians chapter 3? What will they be discouraged in? Well, that word discouraged means as to lose heart. Lose heart in God's word. They'll lose heart in God's house and God's word. And you see, it's the opposite of the fruit of the Spirit, which comes from the heart, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Remember, all is for Jesus Christ. Colossians, Ephesians, both deal with the doctrine of Christ in their first couple of chapters. Let us not stimulate, stir up, or excite our children in wrath, anger, divisions, and strifes. If you have roast preacher, or you roast the youth director, or the music director, that leads to adult children not wanting any of it, and they'll be discouraged. When parents run down Sunday school teachers or Christian school teachers in front of their children, you are provoking your children to anger and to wrath. And you lead them into a path of rebellion against God. Now, some parents are this way because you've got a Christian religion, but you don't have Jesus Christ. And the tragedy is that when you have a home problem or a physical scare, or there's problems with the finances, then you say, boy, what sin have I done? And boy, I need to quit it, whatever it is. And boy, I'll straighten out and I'll get right. And then maybe God will straighten out my finances. Maybe God will straighten out this. Maybe God will straighten out that. Well, my friend, that's not what it's about. You see, when you get saved, you're a Christian. You're one of His. But you may still carry in your mind, in your heart, some guilt. And you got to get active. But there's no joy. Why is it? Well, you really didn't get saved. You really didn't come to a commitment to Jesus Christ. The truth of the matter is that you were having problems. And you said, well, if I start going to church and I say this little prayer, this will take my problems away. But you still have problems. And you still have this troubled conscience. You lack forgiveness. Now, my friend, the word repent means to turn from. You're turning from your sin. You're turning from your unrighteousness, and you're turning to Jesus Christ. You see, when you are saved, you are saved, you are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord, as your God, as your Savior. Let Him save you. So often, we have people that are in church that are just totally without joy. And they're trying to live right. And yet there is no joy in their heart or mind. Why? Because they entered into a religion, not a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, there was a day when God created the heavens and the earth. There was no sins. Man was on the earth. There was no pain. There was no sorrow. There was no tears. There was no crying. All those things were gone. Man sin. They man sin. All those things entered into the world. We inherited a sin nature, for as but one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You inherited that sin nature. And the problem of the sin nature is that it enjoys sin. And what happens with some people is the consequences of sin is such they say, well, I've got to stop that. A guy enjoys drinking, but if it throws him in jail and it makes him lose his family, he may decide, I'm going to quit drinking because the consequences are greater than the pleasure I have in it. Well, he still enjoys his drinking. He doesn't hate the drinking. He just hates the consequences. One like matter, did you come into a relationship with Jesus Christ and you seen what holiness was? You seen what righteousness was? That when God makes us anew, when we're caught up to heaven to be with the Lord, we're going to enter into a place that's holy, a place that is pure, a place where there is no greed, a place where there is no anger, a place where there is no sin. You're not going to be getting drunk there. You're not going to be betting on the horses there. You're not going to be playing the lottery there. You're not going to be smoking there. You're not going to be telling dirty jokes there. You're not going to be looking at pornography there. You're not going to be doing those things there. So when you look at that, and you think ahead of these things won't be there because these are things that are unholy and these are things that displease God, that's not what you see. You just see as, well, man, I've lived a life and I've gotten in trouble and I'm going to get religious and this will get take care of my problems and I can go on and live the way I want to. No. Confess your sins to God. That word confess means to say the same thing as. In other words, you're saying, okay, I agree with God. This sin is wrong. Sin is wrong, and this life is wrong, and I am wrong. And I want to give my life to Christ. I want Him to cleanse me. I want Him to make me whole. I want to be pure. I want to be a holy person. I want to be right with God, and I want Him to cleanse me from unrighteousness. I want Him to give me victory over sin, and He will do it. And that's why there are Christian ladies today that read this passage in Colossians 3:18 that says, submit yourselves to your husbands, and they can do it with joy. That's why there are men that can love their wives, even as Christ loved the church, and not be bitter against them, and do it with joy, because they love the Lord Jesus Christ. His love is in their heart. And these things are not grievous now. They're a joy. My friend, is Jesus your joy of living? Why not give your life to Him today? Why not right where you are right now, knowing that Jesus died for your sin? He paid your penalty in full on the cross. He suffered for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He shed His blood for you. He was buried, and 3 days later He rose up from the dead. Knowing He did that for you, why not call upon Him to save your soul? Why not right now, through prayer, invite Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and God? You can do that. Why not right now, right where you are, pray, dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, write us and let us know. I want to send you a booklet titled Building Blocks. This booklet would tell you how to grow in this new Christian life. It'll show you how to study the Bible so that you'll get more out of it. It'll teach you how to pray. It'll show you how to tell others about Jesus Christ. It will also show you some things about right Bible doctrine. And I want to send this to you absolutely free. Just write us and let us know that you've just asked the Lord to save you listening to this program, or you've gotten right with God, or just write us to say that you're listening to the program, and I'll send this booklet to you absolutely free. Thank you for listening to us today. My friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.